WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good Sunday morning, Chattanooga. You've tuned into Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Texas Roadhouse Studio. New sponsor, I'm Ed Jones, better known around here as Captain Wellness, on a decades-long mission to defend your health, cut through the confusion, and point you toward a life of strength and vitality. For over 40 years at Nutrition World, I've helped people rise above the pitfalls of modern living, and each week on this show, we explore the strategies, the science, and simple daily habits that keep you energized and ready for whatever life throws your way. And as every hero needs a trusted co-pilot, joining me is my good friend and the guru of the common man, Clint, Mr. Clinton Powell. I called him Mr. for the first time in years. How's the world treating Mr. Clint?
I'm good. I don't like your analogy, though. Whenever you bring up hero and then you say co-pilot, first of all, they don't match. A co-pilot is not with a hero. A sidekick. You're preventing saying the word. You're stopping yourself from saying the word sidekick. I'm not a daggum sidekick, and I don't like that.
Oh.
I don't mind being a co-pilot, but I'm not a sidekick. Oh, sorry. Am I crying a little bit? My bad. I sound like Robin right there. Maybe I am a sidekick.
There you go.
Dadgummit. I'm good today, man. I'm good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, yeah. We have a wonderful, amazing.
First, real quick. Yeah. Welcome. First show back recording in 2026.
Woo.
Welcome back, sir.
It was. Thank you. Because we, with Christmas and New Year's falling on Thursdays, it threw a true wrench in our schedule. We did pretty darn well. We did have to play one replay, and
I've got some good feedback from people. I tell you, I got a message the other day of somebody who loves our show and they were looking for a segment we did. So I know we got a good year planned.
Yep, and we have amazing interview today with Dr. Hitchcock on HPV and a truly innovative therapy that I know quite well because I've investigated it for the HPV that's not as dangerous as the LEAP procedure. And also Dr. Deering and I will discuss the new food pyramid that is one of the most exciting things in my 46-year career because I never thought this would happen. But really quickly, because we got a lot coming up and we don't have too many minutes, I ate at, and I have this posted on the Instagram and our social media about me eating at Cava, C-A-V-A, Cava at
Cava.
Northgate and also on Gunbarrel Road. I kind of drug my heels, even though I heard and I read about the higher quality foods. Didn't realize they have no seed oils except in the daggum cinnamon pitas, which are to die for. But other than that, there's no seed oils in the dressings. And I went there to tell you how much I like it 5 times in the past 8 days.
I've eaten there 5 or 6 times over the last year. But yeah, I like it. It's very good stuff.
I eat the lamb because it's high protein. There's a smirk on Clint's face that I hope if you see
just
the video.
Eat normal meat.
I can read him like
a freaking
book. For
the love of God, dude. I ate virgin lamb from Sweden. Just eat regular meat.
Lamb is regular meat,
it's
goober.
It's lamb.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
So I'm talking about what I'm eating.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not about your ideology of dislikes.
I'm
of
surprised on Kevin you can say ideology.
That is a pretty.
And you used it correctly.
I did.
The rest of the hour is yours. I'm out.
That's okay. Good. I got a continuous glucose monitor to tell me which foods are jacking me up in unhealthy levels. And I found that if I do 1/2 serving of brown rice at Cava and I do my lamb, my virgin lambs.
Yeah.
And I pour olive oil on it, and I get vegetables, and I get lettuce, and I get feta cheese. That right there, I had a very slow rise of blood sugar, and it came down very nicely. Full servings of rice did not do it, but the half serving did do that. And I have to admit, I found out something. I thought I was the explorer of all things in regard to my health. Well, I found out that I completely missed stepped on not coming to a conclusion. You've heard me for how many times talk about the damage that microplastics do within our brain and our heart, mm-hmm. our arteries. I did not realize I've been doing something daily that causes me to have high levels.
Okay.
And I could probably, you could guess 25 things that Ed Jones does. No,
nasal spray.
You're not far off from the location of it.
Eye drops.
You're still close, dang it.
Okay, ear something with your ear.
Nope, you're still close. Okay, it's from the Adam's apple up, okay? So it's somewhere on the head.
Mouthwash, okay, go ahead.
No, you're really close now.
Dental floss.
You're so close, Clint. Come on, one more guess.
Brushing your teeth. Bristles on a toothbrush.
No,
I'm feeling dumb. I feel like we're in the worst games of charades ever. No one cares about this game.
Okay, you're going to kick yourself when I tell you what it is.
All right, what is it?
Sleep tape.
Oh, and only you.
Sleep tape has microplastics.
And you put it right on your face.
Momovation tested all the sleep tapes, and many of them have busted, microplastics.
That's your problem, right? That's why your son's healthy.
That's it. There you go. All right.
You could have done 300 pull-ups, if only not for the mouth tape. Way to go.
Hey, we're going to be carrying one that doesn't have it. I'm still doing my homework.
I promise you that.
All right. Well, stay with us because Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live strong and to live well.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again, so find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell, and together We've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years. And today is no exception. So let's dive back in. I am modestly familiar with the topic of hand today. It's HPV with Dr. Hitchcock. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Hitchcock.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
I am somewhat personally involved on a modest deep dive of this subject from years past. And I know that there's a lot of lack of knowledge in regard to what, and I won't say alternative treatment, but additional innovative treatments that are not known to even a lot of traditional medical people. And you are doing that here in Chattanooga at your clinic.
Can I start off, by the way, welcome.
Oh,
I'm glad you're here. Before y'all get into it, because I know how this works, you two are going to speak the language. I'm going to interject moment. Can you just tell us what HPV is first? Because then it'll give us a frame of reference.
Oh, that's a great place to start with this. So HPV, or human papilloma virus, it's a virus and arguably the world's most common sexually transmitted illness for it. And when I say most common, depending on the study you look at, up to 90% of the U.S. population actually has HPV. I once heard it referred to as the common cold of the cervix, and I really like that. That's kind of stuck with me for this. So that's usually how I'll describe it to people. A lot of people, they get HPV and they think, oh, I've got something, I'm dirty, something like that. I'm like, no, it is everywhere. 90% of the people out there have it, and they have it. And the issue with HPV, so the most common thing people see, they see external kind of warts with it, which is one thing. But what we really worry about, and specifically in women, is something called cervical dysplasia. And that's precancerous changes of the cervix. And that's what pap smears look for, and what, if left alone, and some people can progress on to cervical cancer, which is why we're so adamant about doing something about it.
Is it, if it's detected early, is it one of those that is very treatable, or is it just, does that depend on?
Oh, absolutely. If you detect it earlier, which is the whole reason for, you know, women getting pap smears and kind of being on top of things, it is absolutely treatable.
And the human body does pretty darn good job of healing it itself in many cases. And I do think nutritional foundations are very important to help that HPV to be healed sometimes through nutritional supplementation. But I know very well, though, that there's a procedure called the LEAP procedure, that if things don't become more positive with time, the LEAP procedure is the most common recommended. And it's not a perfect procedure by any means, yet you may not know that if you were not an investigative person, would you?
Yeah, that's very true. So just a little background, the LEAP, L-E-E-P, all capital, it's an acronym. It stands for Loop Endocautery Excisional Procedure. And what it is, they take a little electrified loop and literally just remove the cervix. That's kind of our answer here in modern medicine to deal with cervical dysplasia, is either watch it and do nothing or cut it out. And that's kind of where kind of modern healthcare is, that there are two options for it. And I just think there's a much better way, because even when I was a resident and I was trained to do LEAPs, I was only really told to talk about fertility complications or things like that. But now in practice, nearly 20 years, I'm seeing so many women who've had a LEAP and are having complications from it that I wasn't even taught to address, you know, for it, from chronic pelvic pain to sexual dysfunction and just all kinds of complications for this procedure that basically, you know, healthcare kind of looks at, oh, women don't need it, just cut it out and kind of be done with it.
Yes, and I became familiar with the kind of new treatment that you're doing. What's the name of it?
So it's called Imiquimod. It's an immune modulator. So what this is, it's a topical treatment that we put on the cervix that stimulates your own immune system to come in and to take care of the HPV and the abnormal cells. So we're not coming in and trying to destroy them from the outside, whatever. I am directing your own immune system to come in and do the work.
And what's, real quick, what's the name of it again?
Imiquimod. It's a very fun word for it. And you know, one of those things, it's a, like I said, it's an immune modulator. It, through stimulating your own immune system to come in and get revved up, to get angry, to get pissed off, and actually come in there and clean house.
And does that not make total common sense if we can do that?
Oh, absolutely. So we use Imiquimod to treat other HPV-related things commonly in medicine. So the external genital warts that I talked about earlier, we use those hands down. That's the easiest way to do it. We use it also for something called VIN and VAIN, which is vulvar intraepithelial neoplasm and vaginal intraepithelial neoplasm, which is that dysplasia that I talked about of other parts of the female genital tract. We use it there. We just don't use it for the cervix because, you know, the cynic in me thinks because they can charge to do a leap and, you know, it's easier to schedule and I can charge more for the OR time to do that for it. But actually what got me into it was researching this for a patient. I found in Europe, they actually do. And I found studies in Europe where they did it. And I was like, hey, this could be an option and talk to a patient about it. You know, this is not the standard of care. That's not how it's done in the U.S., but this is an option. It's off label. Let's give it a try because she was very adamant that she wanted a leap. And I think that's the biggest thing is to give women a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, I think a lot of women, they feel bullied that I'm going to have a, that I need a leap. Their OBGYN kind of almost forces it on them and they don't feel like they have agency or they have a choice in what they can do for their own health.
And I think today people are getting less patient with not having choices. And being empowered with information is truly the key to healthful aging. There's no doubt. The word dysplasia means what, Dr. Hitchcock?
It means abnormal growth. Right. And that's really what it means. And those healthy, nice, what are called squamous cells of the cervix that live there, the HPV virus comes in. And in some people, it causes changes in those cells and it makes them different for it. And if those changes in some people, if those changes aren't addressed, then it can turn into cervical cancer.
And I know a lot of women do supplement somewhat during their early stages to see, and I know folate's very important within that context of that conversation. I learned a lot about this type of procedure from Dr. Leroy from in Chicago. In fact, I went up there and spent some time with him, and this was probably 9 to 10 years ago, and I was just like blown away because he informed me totally. And it is what you say, off-label. And you know, it takes brave people like yourself to kind of step out of the traditional model because it's, you know, we're in a world of people who are not easy to accept change, and especially in the medical system and other systems too. But I could really give you such awards in my mind for someone who is brave enough to do this.
Let me jump in and ask a question on that, and then we'll get back to the treatment because I do have another question if my ADHD brain will remember it. How's that been walking the line, though? In the medical world you live in, I ask this question from quite a few folks that come in on a, from a professional level. You've had this training. You have this. Now you have this bank of experience. You have your peers. You all go through the same types of training, right? The expectations, and these are the standard of practice and all that. Now you've got these other things that you may be expanding or exploring. How's that been responded to?
Great question for it. You know, in medicine, we use a lot of things off label. So we use a lot of things in ways that they weren't initially studied for. There's a lot of medicines that we do it for one thing. And then after it comes out, we're like, oh, hey, this actually works well for this one. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of seizure medicines that actually work well for treating headaches and all these other things. So we use medicines off label quite often for it. And one thing about imiquimod training or imiquimod treatment for cervical dysplasia, there actually are some evidence-based studies that do this. So there's, when I first found this, there were just some small case reports in Europe. But since then, there have been several larger studies, a couple in Europe, one actually very large one in Brazil, and one very large one, actually UNC Chapel Hill did a huge study there and looked at, and basically non-inferiority. It performed just as well as a leap for a lot of women if they're choosing not to do it. So I think there's actually evidence behind this. And actually just last year in what's called the Green Journal, the Journal of OBGYN here in the U.S., it's green, the cover's green, we call it the Green Journal, there actually was a review article that basically said, hey, this could be an option. If you have a woman who otherwise does not want to leap, which I think is the biggest thing, if a woman says, I do not want to leap, you know, other than just saying, hey, we're going to do this procedure to watch it every 6 months, topical imiquimod can be an option for them. So you are starting to see it more and more in the U.S. And actually, just recently, I had a patient who reached out to me from she was in Louisiana, and we kind of talked about it. She really wasn't able to come up here and see me, but she actually talked to her OBGYN about it, gave her the studies, and her OBGYN actually agreed to do it.
Well, so that's where I was kind of going with that too, because when I was talking about the feedback from your peers, not only is it accepting and not accepting the off-label treatments, but just you, and the reason I ask, I've got a bunch of friends that are doctors on Facebook, which is, by the way, a great place to people watch arguments, but I watch them go back and forth on things from a medical professional standpoint, and I'm just wondering, behind the scenes, do you ever get messages from other peers that go, hey, what are you doing? What is this about? Or are they curious?
They're like, curious.
Hey, send me that.
Yeah, the ones that I'm getting for the most part, they're curious. We've had a few. I had one patient who actually drove down from Nashville for this treatment with me, and I think her OBGYN couldn't believe it after we finished it. Her dysplasia completely cleared, her HPV cleared, you know, and she was doing great. And I actually did the follow up and did her PAP and all of this. And about a month later, her OBGYN up there didn't believe it. I don't know if she didn't believe the lab report or something, but she repeated her PAP smear literally like a month after I did it, just to, I guess, prove to herself that it actually worked for it.
Wow. Well, that's good. I would imagine. I would like to have seen how this would have been responded to 30 years ago. It'd have been a lot more.
Different world.
Totally.
Well, I know you use the word off label. Clint uses something off label quite constantly. He thinks that Krispy Kreme donuts are going to cure his hip problems.
They will.
So he eats those. He doesn't eating them, but he's off label.
There's just not been a big enough study on it.
That's right.
We need a bigger study. I'm looking to get peer reviewed. He'll be my first peer.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll do a Krispy Kreme run one day.
Sounds good.
Tell me if you don't feel fantastic for 10 minutes after that.
Only about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't promise to change your life, man. Just your minutes.
So if a female wants to get this, what would they do? They'd call you and request what?
And let me know that they have cervical dysplasia, and we'll have a talk and see if they're an appropriate patient, for this. We can talk about it. It's on my website for it. I have a lot of information. I have links to all the studies that are there and some information about it. And I'm on social media at Beyond the Leap for it on across social media.
And I want to talk about the last part of our time together. I have always been impressed with how you've set up the medical practice that you have, because one is, I think it's very honorable. I think it's very ethical, and I think it's win-win. I know I can't imagine the amount of work that you have had to put in to create the momentum that you seem to have at this point. Tell people about how different your practice is, and what they would do and what they would get if they joined into this.
Yeah, a little different for it. And actually just hired my fifth doctor to join my group. So growing and doing well for this. But I practice what's called direct primary care, which means I told the insurance company, peace out. I don't want to deal with you anymore. And honestly, that's a huge reason why I can do this off-label cervical eczema treatment, because I couldn't bill for this if I was going through the insurance. There's no way I could get paid for this. So doing direct primary care is a huge thing that lets me actually do this. So we've got primary care. It's a monthly membership fee. You pay me for an adult. It's $99 a month. And I'm your doctor. You get my cell phone for urgent issues. I met a kid there about 6 o'clock the other night and actually sewed up a laceration on her forehead, and it didn't cost them a dime out of their pocket. The other thing that we have there, I just opened, literally we just got our license from the state like a week and a half ago. I opened my own imaging center. So getting CTs, x-rays, and ultrasounds was such a pain, or it was so expensive for patients that they couldn't do it. They would just not get the imaging, for that. So we said, forget this. So I bought my own CT scanner, CT, x-ray, and ultrasound there in the office, all for flat cash rates.
Wow.
No insurance, no prior authorizations, and it's absolutely fantastic
Comparison price.
Yeah, so for us, a great example, a CT scan without contrast, $350. Doesn't matter kind of what it is, $350. For outside, it varies anywhere from about $400 and change up, $2,000. I had a patient the other day, the hospital charged her almost $4,000 for that. I had a patient who her specialist ordered a CT scan, and with her insurance is going to be about $800, and it was $350, there at my office for it.
Now, can a person just come get that, or do they need to be part of your plan?
No, they do not need it. Imaging center is open to the outside world. That's open to the public, which is part of the nearly two-year saga for us to get this open. We had to get a certificate of need, so I had to go to Nashville and prove to the state that there was a need for it, and then we had to get licensed, which we're one of the only licensed imaging centers in town, actually. For it. And it was about a two-year process to actually get licensed so we could open this up to the outside world for it.
And this includes x-rays?
X-rays, CT, and ultrasound.
I love that.
Good. I cannot wait. Because that's my...
That's what you need.
My hip and my...
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll look at your hip and all that stuff.
Yeah.
See if the Krispy Kreme's actually doing anything.
Let's just... we'll hold that to a different x-ray. That'll be fine. Don't x-ray my belly. We'll be fine.
You know, a 40-second conversation here. My dad, who's passed away long ago, he was lifelong in the funeral and cemetery business, and he opened a half-price funeral home back 25 years ago. And the funeral industry at that time was like the mafia. They ended up destroying him. they would not allow discounted prices. And so, not that that's where we are today in your world, but I know you had hurdles.
We had hurdles. And luckily, no one opposed my certificate of need. I think they didn't think I was a threat yet. But we were able to get through, get it opened, and now fully licensed. Like I said, it is open in the outside world. And I know a lot of people, so many people are giving up insurance this year. We've had so many people reach out and say their insurance like quadrupled, their premiums went up dramatically. And so they're going without insurance this year. So we are the perfect thing for them or anyone with a high deductible.
Yeah, do some people, and I don't know the insurance stuff that well, if they wanted to have a catastrophe plan, those are not that expensive, are they? Or are they still terrible?
A lot of them, it depends. They're actually really hard to get now, actually, after the Affordable Care Act. A lot of those true, like, you know, catastrophic care plans actually kind of went away. Farm Bureau still has a couple, and there's a few others out there, but they're actually a little harder to come by now for a lot of people.
Okay. And so, again, your individual price is $99 and family price is
And family price, so if they have a kid with us, let's see, it's $39 if the kid's with the same provider as an adult.
Okay. So $139 a month.
Yeah.
And that is awesome. Now, so is this 5 day a week office that you're open?
Or? Yeah. Well, so for regular stuff, we're open, you know, 5 days a week. Okay. You know, for all the routine visits, all of those things, for the routine stuff. But for the urgent issues, like I said, my patients have my cell phone for. I've met patients there at 4 a.m. to try to keep a kid out of the ER with bronchiolitis, like a respiratory thing. Met a patient there actually at halftime of the Super Bowl. She dropped a plate and literally sliced her hand open. And I met her there at halftime of the Super Bowl. The husband had the game on his phone.
Of course,
and
he
was sewing. I was sewing her hand up.
They're now not married.
But. I was going to say, right next door is to a divorce lawyer. Just walk, when you leave here, sir, just y'all go next door and take that guy's card because you're going to need that. And bring your tablet.
Now, obviously, you're rotating shifts with your five.
Well, actually,
physicians.
So each physician has their own panel that we care for. So it's really not that bad. I mean, maybe once every 3 or 4 months, I actually have to do something after hours. It's really not that bad. So, and what's nice about this is I know my patients. So when they reach out to me, it's not some. I'm not some covering doctor or whatever.
When you're getting spent within 15 minutes on it, that's the other thing. You're not herding people through like, hey, I got six appointments in this hour. So tell me how you're doing. Yeah, I got quit eating donuts
my
and
hands
take off.
On my hands on the doorknob. I'm trying to like get out of there.
Seriously?
No, we book a whole hour for every patient. So you get me for an hour. Yeah, we sit and talk.
What a phenomenal common sense win-win across the board. And I know that you also, you know, you're a big believer in lifestyle and nutrition and supplements and exercise, all the things like Dr. Peter Attia is into and I am into, been for 46 years. And so you, people like you and Nutrition World are just wonderful partners together. And I'm glad that you came in here so that we can solidify again the partnership because we will be recommending you tremendously to many of our customers, especially with this show. Tell people how they can learn more and sign up if they want to.
So probably the best way is my website, hitchcock.md, HITCHCOCK.MD, just like a doctor. All the information's on there from the primary care clinic to the imaging center to the cervical dysplasia clinic. All the information's on that website.
That is exciting. This was great, wasn't it, Clint?
It was very good. I like it. I will be... Yes. Trying to get some x-rays or some at least some scanning and stuff done. Yeah. I got stuff wrong with me, so yeah.
He's got stuff wrong stuff with wrong. Him. That's the diagnosis.
That's
stuff.
His. That's a dream. Stuff. He's a doctor. Are you kidding me? He loves it. I can fix stuff. Come on. Let's go.
That I can do something about.
Absolutely.
He can help you. I guarantee you. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hitchcock.
No,
and
you
your
for
whole crew.
Me.
Yes, yes. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones, back with my co-host Clint Powell and Dr. Deering, our clinical pharmacist from Nutrition World. Welcome to Vital Health Radio again.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You are generally here twice a month, and you have 3+ decades of experience in the world of medicine, clinical pharmacy. Clinical pharmacy means exactly, what does that mean different than pharmacist?
Clinical pharmacy is working with patients, so you're actually more involved, you're more clinically involved, so that's why they call it a clinical pharmacist. So you're not working at a desk and doing orders in a hospital. You're not working behind the counter at the local pharmacy and doing prescriptions and handing them out and counseling. You're actually working with patients. So I used to run specialty clinics. That's what I did most of my career. Anticoagulation.
I had a quick question, and then we'll let y'all talk. I posted a podcast you and I did about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody messaged me, or they commented, doctor or something, can they write prescriptions? And I said, I think it depends on what state they're in, and I don't even know if that's a possibility. They weren't asking about you directly. They were just curious about the title and the education level and the difference in states. Can you do that or not?
Well, pharmacists can't.
Yeah, no.
We don't write prescriptions, but usually, as a clinical pharmacist, usually you're working collaboratively with a physician, and you're usually writing prescriptions, and they're signing off on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
I'm glad you answered that.
Nowadays, with the doing it on the internet, you know, the computer, it's just going out. You're not having to actually sign off on anything. So it's being done electronically.
I meant to ask that the last couple of times, but it just popped up when you said what you were describing what you do. I'm like, that was a good question. I answered very poorly.
That was a good question, though.
Yeah, I'm not used to that, so I'll shut up now.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was great.
My contribution.
We're going to talk about two things today, one of which is, if we get to it, hopefully, because sometimes Dr. Deering can be a little long-winded, but we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Never.
But we're going to talk about the Consumer Reports that just came out that had a history of 20-plus years of great bias against nutritional supplements and unfounded bias and. So we may talk that. But firstly, the big news of course, this past week was the change in the food pyramid.
Love
that has
it.
Come about. I honestly sometimes pinch myself still, because in the world that I have lived in, it's a world of communism. It truly is. People don't remember because you weren't involved in the business, but I so remember before a certain bill passed called the Deshaies Bill in 1994, which I opened in 1979, taking a tape measure and measuring from our vitamin C bottle to a pamphlet that said vitamin C might help a cold, because the FDA would come in and measure by feet whether that pamphlet was too close to the bottle. The FDA had set me up on several occasions to come in and act as a customer, and other people have done that too in the government. This was before we had the protection of the 1994 Deshaies Bill, and it was scary. It was a scary time because we could be put in prison for saying that vitamin C may help you to have less duration of a cold. And people, it's hard to believe those days. There were dark days. And if that bill had not passed, we would not be sitting here right now. But I never believed that the rearrangement of what I and other people have felt was one of the demises of the health of this country was the food pyramid chart. The low protein that they recommended was criminal. Absolutely criminal. The less protein when we have lesser protein, in most cases, we lose muscle mass. And that has been tied as one of the most powerful metrics for longevity or short longevity. If you're losing protein, you lose muscle, you die early. So that has now been changed. And we're going to start not making saturated fat the demon that it really should not be. And we're not going to talk in depth about why that is, but there was a guy named Ansel Keys back in the 50s who did research that said, oh my gosh, anything that has yellow fat in it will clog your arteries, and we need to stop eating all of that. And that's when the vegetable oils came about, bigger than it was even before. And it is absolutely awful. In fact, even before I had these notes done 2 weeks ago, but this guy, Andrew Kaufman, MD, says the introduction of seed oils, which are vegetable oils, into the food supply represents one of the most significant dietary shifts in modern history. It's contributed to obesity more than any change in this country. Oils that remain stored in the body, which seed oils do for years, disrupt metabolic function and make sustainable weight regulation nearly impossible. Well, that has now been at least not endorsed. It will be by the traditional medical people and the American Heart Association, but it's not going to be endorsed by those who have a bigger information toolbox. So tell me about that food pyramid plan. How is it different?
Well, it's been a great week. Not only does food pyramid make a big difference, but they cut the vaccine schedule down into half of what kids used to get. So yes, that is a significant improvement.
And they've supposedly, tell me if this is true, I've read it, they've quit giving reimbursements to pediatricians for the amount of vaccines that they do. Now,
you caught me on that one.
Yeah. Okay. That was just popped up 2 days ago. I want to do a little bit more research on that before I factually say that.
Yeah.
Because if people don't know, physicians make a lot of money.
All their profit comes from.
Don't they? I'm asking you. They do.
Their profits come anywhere from 400 to 100. Used to be 400, maybe up to as much as $600 per kid. But you don't get it if you don't have a certain percent of your patients immunized.
Thank you.
In other words, that's why they kick people out of their offices. My grandkids have been kicked out of every pediatrician in town because they won't vaccinate.
You know, it never clicked on me, the fact that's why they fire patients is because they have to maintain a percentage of vaccinated patients.
Yes.
Wow.
Otherwise, most of them wouldn't care that much. They
would
still
care.
At least get their insurance payment and this and that and the other.
Interesting.
But it's a money-making scheme. The whole thing is a money-making scheme. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're not only making money off of that, and they're getting incentives to do it. And some people think it's the insurance company that's giving the incentives on those vaccines. It's actually the drug big pharma gives money to the insurance company to give the incentives to the pediatricians.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and it's then when you got a whole population of kids that are sick, guess what? They go to see the pediatrician more. So it's a built-in business model.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the Trump
pyramid.
Administration, MAHA, baby. Love MAHA. Mm-hmm. We're winning every day.
Whether you are, I don't care politically where you are, this is the one thing, even if you despise everything else, we have to say yes with two thumbs up for these changes, because it's going to create health for our children, our grandchildren. We were in a spiraling downward platform in the old school that we lived in last week, which has now changed.
Yep. These guidelines recommend protein at every meal, okay? They're endorsing full-fat dairy. And then the added sugars and non-nutritive sweeteners receive zero recommendations. So they've gone from saying limit it to less than 10% to now saying don't do it. So if you look at the older model, what we recently had was the plate. Everybody's seen the little plates. That used to say 30% grains, 30% protein, some veggies, fruits, and some low-fat dairy. Now it's inverted it, saying top heavy with protein, dairy fats, veggies, fruits, grains lower. So the previous one said lean meats, plant-based preferred, and about 0.8 grams per kilogram. I know you love that. Now the newest one is high quality animal plant sources at every meal, 1 to 1.6 grams per kilogram, and I'm sure you like it to even be higher than that.
One gram per pound of body weight is my true feelings of best health.
Which is a lot more than 1 to 1.6 per kilogram, because you divide your weight by 2.2, you're looking at a lot less. But if you can get anywhere near this 1.6 per kilogram, you're doing better than what you used to do. So as far as dairy, they used to say low fat, fat free. Now they're saying full fat preferred and three servings a day. Fats used to say limited saturated fats and low fat focused. Now they're calling it the end of the war on healthy fats from whole foods. They want it from meat, butter, tallow, processed foods and sugars. Used to say limited to less than 10% of your calories. There was no explicit avoid it on there. Now they're saying first time explicit avoidance of ultra processed refined carbs and zero added sugars.
I wonder if people actually always know what the word ultra processed means. I know Clint doesn't because he thinks Krispy Kremes are a health food item.
I mean, ultra processed is the worst. Just use the word processed, in my opinion. Anything processed.
Everything's processed. So how do we tell people, what is a processed food?
Well, if it's boxed, it's good chance it's processed.
That's absolutely. There's not a boxed food, Harley, that's not processed.
And if you want to go around the outside of the typical grocery store, you're looking more at what you're looking for versus the middle of the store where all the processed stuff usually is.
And if you see seed oils, which it says canola, it says safflower, it says vegetable oil, and corn syrup and sugar, those are absolute red flags that is a processed food.
So this is phenomenal. It's great. Love it. Of course, you know, you and I would probably go further with this, and we'd probably say, or at least I would. You're not as much on this as I am, but I would be saying when it comes to meat, know where you're getting it from.
Bingo.
Make sure it's 100% grass-fed. Mm-hmm. It's organic, which sometimes even those words can be a little funny on what exactly you're getting.
Well, you know, the key is transparency, and Nutrition World visits the farms where all of our red meat comes from.
Yeah. So if I was going to say, do I trust Rose Farm that we get our meat from? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Do I trust any fast food? Absolutely not. Right. Do I trust restaurants? For the most part, no.
Exactly. And people like Row Farms can't afford to get an organic stamp. So there's some in between gray areas, but let Nutrition World do the homework. We've been visited. We know that they don't give them antibiotics. We know what foods they give them, and we know that they're foods that are of the highest quality the way they should be raised. So and we can't live in a perfect world. It's not all of us can afford to get organic meats, but they in some cases have become certainly more cost effective than they used to be. Like, you know, Costco's and places have a better value price.
Yep, you're right. Well, just to finish up on the whole Trump administration's guidelines here, I love that anytime Kennedy's involved, I think good things are going to happen. I just hope Kennedy reminds Trump that glyphosate's bad. I've been hearing rumors that he's kind of being pushed to favor the, you know, where you can't have a lawsuit against the glyphosate companies and stuff. I hope that's not true, but I hope the Kennedy talks some sense into him as far as that goes, because glyphosate, as we all know, is bad news.
Yep, and that is Roundup, and that is it was patented as an antibiotic in 1972, and it destroys the intestinal health, which then destroys the microbiome, causes leaky gut, and then autoimmune has exploded because of that, plus other problems.
Well, how are we doing on time?
We have 6 minutes. You want to cover a little bit of consumer reports?
We'll do. So we're not, okay, we'll stick with the consumer reports. If anybody wants to see, I did a whole Facebook podcast on talking about a rebuttal to the Times Free Press.
Let's talk about that 1 minute because it was phenomenal. I had someone send me, it was actually a friend of mine who was a PT, he sent me this article from a physician at Erlanger, and he was like, oh, look what she said. And it was very unscientific. It was certainly her ideology of the worthlessness overall of nutritional supplements. The question was, should I take supplements? I think, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, and you did very good at debating that with, and we posted that on our social media, which was on our YouTube channel, I do believe. And yeah, you could go back and look at Nutritional's YouTube to see that. But
so I'm not going to rehash that because some of it kind of goes into what we're going to talk about with the right. Consumer Reports. So as we know, Consumer Reports, they could do a lot of good journalism out there as far as
washer and dryers, they do,
you know, warning you about things like that.
Yeah.
They get it wrong on this. The problem is that they want to do a one-size-fits-all with nutrition advice.
And you know there have to be some inroads with the traditional pharmaceutical models. There have to be. There's no way that for 20 straight years they have not bent one single bit on the green pharmacy and the abilities of natural products to help the health of this country.
Yeah, to the extent I could research it, I just researched it to see if they had ever done any articles specifically going after pharmaceuticals.
And uh-huh.
This pharmaceutical has actually been shown to be bad for you. And this
have
one,
they?
Couldn't find any. The only thing they talk about with pharmaceuticals is trying to find you the best deal here,
gotcha,
or the best deal there, what insurance covers
what.
Says
a lot.
So, it tells me something, but I don't know for sure. But anyway, I know we're running out of time, so let me get into the biggest things here that kind of, I mean, at least they did say in this one, they're saying these are some things that we recommend that you might need. So at least they're going, you know, giving in to some of these things. Now, I don't even necessarily agree with these. First one they say is vitamin D. Of course, we all agree vitamin D is great, but they go into this article, and this is what tells me, this is what discredits them to me right off the bat, is that they're saying that, yeah, you may need it, and if you're going to take 600 to 800 international units a day, we know that's the...
It's hard to even find a dose that low.
Right. And it's the RDA myth. You know, the RDA was set up, it was designed, you know, decades ago to prevent rickets. That low dose is to prevent disease, so the lowest possible dose to prevent a childhood bone disease. So that dose was never intended to optimize the immune function, the brain health that you get, the metabolic health you get from vitamin D, all the beautiful things that vitamin D does. You're not going to get at those doses right there. You're just not. We know it's different for everybody. That's why we recommend to get levels checked with vitamin D.
And you can go to Be Well Labs right down the street on the highway and get all your levels checked.
This thing went on to say, let me see if I can find it, where it said, if you take more than 4,000 international units a day, the way they worded it is technically not wrong, but they said it may or can cause toxicity. So, you know, you may get toxicity at 4,000. My mom, you know, has this rare thing where she has a microbacterium that lives in her lung. She metabolizes vitamin D differently. She was 20-something pre-COVID. I got her on 4,000 international units. She went up to 108. Now, 108's not anything to worry about. Had she kept going on that dose, maybe she would have got too high. I don't know. That's why we check levels.
It's why we check levels. And with vitamin K, it decreases the chance of side effects.
But I need 10,000 or more a day, and you need
14,000 to be at 51 nanograms, which is my bottom level.
Yeah. So we're trying to take those doses, and we are probably the norm.
It could be. But now I do see sometimes old truck drivers who just live on coffee and Twinkies who seem to have decent levels occasionally, but there's no total rhyme or reason. Blood testing is imperative.
I told you I'm doing those genetic testing now, and like the last couple people I did, I saw where they have to get higher doses of vitamin D because of the way they deal with it in their body, genetically, why they deal with it. So they need higher doses. So that's why all this is really individualized. But let's move on. It doesn't say anything about the fact that you should be taking vitamin K with the vitamin D in order to get the best utilization of it. So then it goes in and mentions calcium. So I'm not sure that calcium would be on my top list of supplements you should be taking.
Nope.
But it does mention it, and it gives that old dose of 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams a day, but once again, never mentions giving vitamin K with it.
Or magnesium?
Because without magnesium, vitamin D, and especially K2, calcium can end up in the wrong places, like the arteries. So it's the issue is not take calcium in balance with the nutrients that control where it goes, all right? Then it went into multivitamins, kind of like that other article did, and it basically had the same philosophy, which is, you know, it may do some people some good, but for the most part, it's not doing people any good. Once again, decades old recommendations, you know, that conclusion would be based on older studies that used low quality, low potency multivitamins, and newer research like the Cosmos Mind Trial shows that daily multivitamins improve memory and slow cognitive aging in older adults. We all know that our food, the nutrient density is not what it was 50 years ago. We have soil depletion. We have food processing. We have medications like metformin, proton pump inhibitors like omeprazole, statins, diuretics. They all reduce nutrient levels. So a high-quality multivitamin is essential, in my opinion. So then they went into the whole protein powders, which I think you've discussed with before.
Yeah.
That they basically went in and looked at – they didn't look at any of the brands we carry. They looked at 23 brands out of 1,000 and showed that there was lead problems with it.
Well, and all of that's plant proteins.
And that was plant-based,
not
yes.
Whey. So not whey.
They basically poo-pooed probiotics that we know is – you know, a beautiful
imperative
thing. But
imperative.
They did say there might be some times it was needed. They did give magnesium some of its due, but it was very genetic. It didn't give it its due diligence in telling you how you should use it and which ones do what. So that was that. Yeah, I'll just wrap it up. They did go after, of course, as they always do, went after the that were not regulated by the FDA like medications are. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of, and I know you got the reasons as to why that is. And we are regulated. It's just not to the same degree, but do you really have to regulate natural products like you do a chemical pharmaceutical that does all kinds of things in the body that may not be
beneficial? Well, that makes total sense. And secondly, is we have the highest level of safety records on in the whole world over the past 30 years. Nutritional supplements have harmed fewer people than any ingestible pill that there's ever been invented. Could it? Yes. It's very, very low. And most of those were children who accidentally got into a children's vitamin or a vitamin that had iron in it. 50% of all the side effects. So
I just want to say real quick, I agree with everything y'all said.
Oh, man. What an addition to this show, Clint is.
You're welcome.
I could not make it without him.
They did also go on to say that vitamin C is unnecessary.
Except for that. I don't agree with that.
Okay. And
I'm just kidding.
And Clint says that we have to stop this segment, too.
All right.
Right, Clint?
Well, you're at 21 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Be good. I mean, yeah. We got to take a commercial. Sean would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Right.
Thank you, Daring. Thank you, Dr. Daring.
All right.
Thank you. This is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You.
Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host, Clint Powell. Let's keep the conversation going as we explore ways to protect and strengthen your health. Quickly tell your podcast platform. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I've got 18 podcasts. I own a majority of them. Some of them I just simply share links and other podcasts, see some benefit and let me host them there so people can find new podcasts. But you can find all of them at Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural.com, NugaPodcast.com. And politics for veterans, adventure in the great outdoors, culture, the Constitution, the crime, you name it. We've got a podcast for you.
Wonderful.
And then this show comes out on Tuesdays from a radio on Sundays. Tuesdays, it comes out all podcast platforms.
As I Scenic City Neurotherapy does the ketamine that I do on a regular basis, and I heard some amazing stories about the use of IV ketamine for PTSD for veterans. And I did not know this, but the VA is paying for some of these veterans to get that. And the person who I really, really trust, who's there full time, says they've never seen anything that has helped veterans like this. So please keep that in mind if you are in need or know someone who does at Scenic City Neurotherapy. You know why arthritis gets worse in the winter months? I had not actually thought of this, and a study came out that actually showed makes sense that cold weather worsens arthritis symptoms by thickening joint fluid, just like it does the oil in our car. It slows blood flow and it tightens muscles. And also, here's the other one. We've all commented about barometric pressure, but drops in barometric pressure causes tendons and muscles to expand, adding extra pressure to already inflamed joints and increasing discomfort. And of course, then we add the decreased sunlight, which lowers vitamin D levels. So that's an interesting explanation of why do I feel older in cold weather than I do in warm weather. Now, Cody and I went out and to one of the big grocery stores, and which was Walmart, and I did it was really his idea. It was one really innovative idea of how can we put together a meal that combines the amount of right macros, which are protein, fats, and carbs, and healthy choices for two meals for less than $15. So we shopped the Walmart aisles, and we did a really good quick video of this is what I would do being a single guy. I don't like to cook, but if I had to do this and I wanted to be full, I didn't want to create foods that created cravings, and I didn't want to spend more than $15 for two meals. I think we pulled it off extraordinarily well. And so look on our social media content, and you will be able to find that. Maybe you can start doing some of these meals, Clint.
Yeah, I can do it quick.
Do you like eggs?
Love eggs.
Okay. Eggs were part of the biggest part of the protein.
Scrambled eggs, boiled eggs, yeah. Love eggs.
Yeah.
I don't like eggs that runny. I don't like those. I don't want those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cook the things or cook them. Yeah.
I like over medium, which is a slight run. That's about it.
And I hate them served with lamb.
How about virgin lamb? That's better.
And I hate them for that stupid mouth tape. No, I don't like any of that stuff that's bad for you, but no.
Well, I don't like lamb. I like virgin lambs.
From only. Sweden. That's what we talked about.
All right. Hey, guess what? That wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 amazing staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending your part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy, and know that we can be your partners on your journey to health.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.